With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers and a player from the Miami Heat are among those who've been arrested along with more than 30 other people in a major criminal case alleging that there were a sprawling schemes to rake in millions by rigging sports bets and poker games. FBI Director Kash Patel.
Not only did we crack into the fraud that these perpetrators committed on the grand stage of the NBA, but we also entered and executed a system of justice against La Casa Nostra to include the Bonanno, Gambino, Genovese, and Lucchese crime families.
Authorities said today that Portland coach Chauncey Billups is charged in an indictment alleging a wide-ranging scheme to rig underground poker games backed up by organized crime. Secretary of State Marco Rubio traveling to Israel to ride diplomatic shotgun on the U.S.-brokered ceasefire there.
It's important, in particular, over the next couple of weeks that we keep the ceasefire together.
The BBC's Yolande Donnell has an update.
As Washington tries to shore up the fragile Gaza ceasefire, the top U.S. diplomat will be arriving in Israel hot on the heels of the Vice President J.D. Vance and two special envoys. In an apparent attempt to embarrass the Prime Minister during their visits, on Wednesday, far-right politicians in the Israeli parliament took the symbolic step of giving preliminary approval to a bill that would give Israel authority to annex the West Bank, a move opposed by the U.S. Before leaving on his trip, the Secretary of State said annexation would be counterproductive and threatening.
Democrats have rejected a Republican proposal to pay essential workers despite the ongoing shutdown. This is SRN News. Another European country abandons transgenderism.
The president of the Austrian parliament says there will be no more, quote, gender-inclusive language used in legislative documents. All persons will be referred to either as male or female. Walter Rosenkrantz tells the newspaper Krone, quote, Parliament is a place of democracy, not of linguistic experimentation. We're returning to a language that reflects the spirit of the Austrian constitution, universally understandable, objective, and inclusive in the best sense of that word. Michael Harrington reporting.
October marks the 200th anniversary of the completion of the Erie Canal, which helped to transform the U.S. economy. But historians are pointing out that the waterway also had a big impact on the nation's spiritual condition. The Erie Canal helped religious movements spread to rural areas, including the Second Great Awakening. That was a nationwide movement of Christian evangelism and social reforms. This is SRN News. FCC Chairman Brendan Carr says that broadcast licenses are not guaranteed and can be revoked if broadcasters fail to serve the public interest.
This goes back to the Communications Act of 1934, where Congress decided to give broadcasters originally valuable spectrum, a public resource for free, but they did so in exchange for one thing, which is that broadcasters operate in the public interest, not in a narrow interest.
This tension was highlighted recently in the Jimmy Kimmel saga. His show was temporarily suspended due to controversy surrounding comments he made about the political assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Chairman Carr's comments came in an interview with the Salem Radio Network. Existing home sales saw a bump last month as declining mortgage rates and a pickup in available properties on the market encouraged home shoppers. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.